Welcome to the Homeschool Unlocked podcast, the show that helps parents see homeschooling as a unique opportunity. So forget fear. You can inspire. You can guide your child. Homeschool Unlocked. It's not school, it's life.
Hello, hello, Homeschool Unlocked family. This is Jesus Aviles. I am joined with my bride, my love, Monica Aviles. Say hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. How are you today?
I'm going to answer on their behalf since they're not in studio with us. They're doing just fine. But you know what they are? I'm just going to say, they are super happy we're on the microphone.
That's right.
We are delivering goods to them, and that's what we do at Homeschool Unlocked. We give you greatness so that you can become even greater than you are.
Yes, because we want to share our experience with you so that you can homeschool with greater confidence in less time. We have 6 kids, and we've graduated our oldest 2. And the way that we homeschool is very much in preparing them for life. We don't try to do school at home. We want to prepare our kids to go out and be difference makers and world changers. And we want to help you do the same in your home.
So, my love, it's only appropriate that with our community here, we give them our opening joke.
Why did the Holy Spirit refuse to play hide and seek?
Hide and seek. People are hiding. People are seeking. You can't hide from the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Because he's already everywhere.
He's already everywhere. Guys, listen, just some advice. Yeah, don't compete against it. You will lose.
Today, we're going to be talking about an event that happened in the book of Acts. What I really enjoy about when Jesus teaches, and not only about the Bible, but just in general, he brings up a point I hadn't thought about before. And so I have to have questions. I mean, in a conversation, when someone is sharing something, and maybe they are more knowledgeable about that, right? They're more learned. They're maybe an expert in an area. And as the other participant in that conversation, you're thinking, oh my gosh, they are talking about something. I have nothing to add to this conversation. So what we're going to do today is help you come up with questions that you can ask anybody to keep a conversation going. And not only that, but to make it a rich conversation, because there are going to be so many things that you don't know anything about. But if you know how to ask good questions, then you're going to be able to interact and really have a fruitful time, you know, in any conversation that you have.
If I could say, my love, you actually teach this, right? This is part of our homeschool lesson to our kids, how to ask good questions. Where'd you get all this stuff from?
So we, one of the curriculum that we use, and now again, we don't really start with formal academics until they're closer to 7th grade. So we practice the skill of memorization when they're younger, a lot of chores, they have a math sense, different things like that. But when we're talking about more actually sitting down and putting this down on paper, it doesn't start until 7th grade. So we have these questions that they hear us asking, and we use them daily. We just don't necessarily put them down on paper. But a really great curriculum as they get older is the Lost Tools of Writing. It's not that they came up with this method of just being able to think of things to write about and kind of break things apart. But what they did is they took what is already in Western tradition and the liberal arts, and they basically made it so that it's easy for us to teach nowadays. So we're using tools, which is why it's called the lost tools of writing, that have existed and that we are still using today.
Excellent, excellent, my love. And so, okay, so with regards to the content that I'm going to share with you, it's out of Acts 10 and maybe a little bit of Acts 11. Mm-hmm. You know, most Bibles talk about the Acts of the Apostles. It's really the Acts of the Spirit, right? Because this is the Spirit that's moving, establishing a church, right, through people. I was just sharing and you know, it kind of brought up some thoughts in Monica. And so what we're going to do is I'm just going to share a couple different points tied to chapter 10. And then Monica's going to engage in some of these lost tools of writing questions, right? Because the purpose is, you know, the content, obviously we're talking about scripture. So that's preeminent in terms of importance. But you also want to listen to how, no matter what the content is, you're able to educate your children in how to ask questions to further make whatever content is more profound, right? Just going into Acts chapter 10, you have two major characters, right? You have Peter and you have Cornelius, Peter being like the Apostle Peter, and Cornelius being a Roman centurion. Now, what's super cool about this is you go back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus, before he ascends, looks at the apostles and say, hey, go to Jerusalem. I'm going to send the promise to you. Right? I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. And when you get that, you got to just basically use that and you're going to move forward with this word, with the gospel, with the salvation narrative, with me, my story, right? Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you're going to take it to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, right? So we have this tone, this movement in Acts that's constantly moving forward, right? And so you'll notice at a certain particular point in scripture, everything is, I mean, in Acts, they're all in Jerusalem, and then they chime out, right? It's growing. They're being pushed out of Jerusalem. Okay, then you got Judea and Samaria. Then they get pushed out and persecuted there. So now it ends up through the nonsense and evil of people, the word moving out from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth. And so we're at a particular point in scripture where that movement obviously is still continuing. But we're about to witness the first sermon to Gentiles. Right. Normally, when you think of, OK, who is it that is kind of like the minister for the Gentiles? Who's that person?
We
jump to Paul, right?
Right. Yeah.
We jump to Paul. But in this particular case, the first sermon to Gentiles, to Cornelius, a Roman centurion, came from Peter. And so the story kind of lays itself out where Cornelius gets a vision. Hey, go send for this guy. Now, Cornelius is super smart. He's a military guy. Right. He knows Jewish culture. Actually, the Bible describes him as a God-fearer. Didn't mean he's a Jewish convert, didn't mean he's a believer in Christ. It's just someone who kind of recognized the existence of God and kind of humbled himself in that space, right? So all of a sudden, he sends for this Peter. Now, he knows because he's a smart guy, because he's in charge of an area, so it's part of him getting to know the culture and the custom. You just don't call rabbis. You just don't call Jewish people into a Gentile home. But he does it, right? He obeys. Spirit comes on him. Vision is given to him. He goes and sends for Peter. Peter simultaneously is getting his own vision, right? It's tied to food, right? Hey, you know, eating meats and eating food that he, you know, according to his Jewish custom would see unclean. And this is where, you know, like the blanket comes from the sky and covers the whole earth. And, you know, God says to Peter, what I call clean, don't call unclean. Now, at this particular point, Peter's still trying to figure this stuff out. What's happening here? And while he's figuring this out, the people the Roman centurion sent, right? Cornelius asked for Peter, and Peter's like, okay. While he's thinking of what God's trying to say to him, he says, hey, we got Cornelius asking you to come to his house. Now, Peter, you know, fisherman, businessman, entrepreneur, hard worker, you know, he puts two and two together, and he's like, I think this is the Lord moving here. So he does. He goes and he reports to Cornelius. Now, the minute he goes into Cornelius's, space, right, his home, he says, hey, it's not traditional, it's not customary that I get invited by you, nor do I go into your home, but I'm here. What do you want? So Cornelius kind of shares with Peter, listen, I just want to know about, I just want to know about this Jesus. That's what I want. And so all of a sudden, Peter gives him a sermon. And then what happens at the end of this sermon? Holy Spirit falls upon him, and the Spirit, as it did with Jews, now falls on the Gentiles, and now we have salvation. Now, this is super cool because Peter later needs to explain this to people in Jerusalem. And so just the key marker is that Peter delivered this message.
Now, as Jesus is sharing, I'm already wondering, wait, what? I thought it was Paul, right? He already mentioned that, but I'm still stuck on that in my mind. And so what can I do except ask a few questions? Well, what kind of questions can I ask? One group of questions that you can ask has to do with just questions that are talking about definition. So if you're trying to figure something out, one area that you can focus on is just in that whatever was presented, defining the words that were shared. So the centurion. We can define what is a, you know, what does it mean to be a centurion? We can define apostle. You can define Samaria, just being very concrete. Look at a map. So when you are working through something, especially with younger students or a student who is not necessarily younger but new to a topic, so they would be like an amateur or, as people say now, the kids say nowadays, like a noob. However, you will focus on questions that have to do with definition. What is X? Or who is X? Or what kind of thing is X? X being whatever word you're trying to define. And then another group of questions that you can ask is any question that would fall in kind of the comparison category. So how is X similar to Y? How is X different than Y? So how is Peter similar to Paul? How is Paul similar to the centurion? How is the Holy Spirit different from Peter? And so you ask these questions. So when Jesus was sharing yesterday, I was like, wait a minute. Why, you know, let's define what's going on here. I thought that Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. So if Paul is the disciple, the apostle that's sent to the Gentiles, how is it that you're telling me Peter was just used? Like, what's the difference there? Why would it be Peter and not Paul?
That's a great question. I mean, that goes into a particular process called exegeting the passage. Right, which is you're looking at a particular narrative and you're looking at what happened before and what happened afterwards. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, when you're reading that particular narrative, you ask yourself, why Paul? Why Paul? Well, if you look at chapter 11, right? So after the Holy Spirit falls on Cornelius and his entire family, Peter's completely amazed. Peter obviously didn't travel by himself. So all the attending Jews that came with him, right? Jewish Christians are also amazed, right? Because, quote unquote, this is a Jewish thing. Right. And so all of a sudden they're all amazed. And Peter was like, let's get these people baptized right now. So what happens? This happens. And so in chapter 11, you have the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem wanting Peter to explain what just happened. Peter, right? You reported to this Cornelius. You stepped into his house. You, quote unquote, shared the gospel with him. And Peter kind of just lays it all out. He puts the whole story in play. He had a vision. I had a vision. We're both responding. As I'm giving him the gospel, the Holy Spirit falls. And so all of a sudden, it becomes Peter. Peter, right? You're talking about the rock. You're talking about who Jesus had mentioned, you know, he was going to use the apostles to start this church, right? Him being the cornerstone of all the church movement, Jesus, right? And so all of a sudden, you realize, wow, you know, when you exegete the passage, Peter presenting to the Gentiles is a much different picture. You know, for people that are looking for authority and for a surety, like, is this God? Is this not God? Does this really happen? Did you make this up? That came from Peter. That Peter said, no, I was there. Here are my witnesses. And they're just left with, well, I almost, you know, now the Jewish Christians that are sitting in Jerusalem now say, well, God is for everybody, and it's just concluded, and now that it begins to explode into the ends of the earth. So it had to be Peter.
And so when you figure out, like when Jesus shared that because of who was calling Peter to give an account, like let's define who's calling him to give an account and what is Peter's role up to this point, that Peter's testimony would have more weight in their eyes compared to Paul's.
Yeah.
And so just asking a simple question like that just totally opened up that passage. And we just want to equip you with good questions like this, because whether you're talking about what's for dinner, what happened at school, you can start with very simple questions that have to do with definition or comparison to really open up a conversation with even maybe somebody who's very reluctant to talk. Enjoy using these questions in your day-to-day life and realize we just want to tell you that you can use these questions eventually to write not only papers, but maybe musicals, books. It's so much fun to use these questions and to have great conversations with your family. So for those of you who are familiar with the tools that I'm using, you know that I'm leaving out a lot. And that's okay, because we're going to come back to that next week and talk more about these questions and the groups of questions that you can ask.
Well, my love, I can't wait. I mean, we have a couple different categories of questions. You've only dove into two. And so I'm looking at, you know, four or five groupings. And so I'm looking forward to next week where we get to expand on question categories that you can grab any material and engage in conversation. Again, especially when you're hitting middle school and high school, kids transition from memory being a primary skill to reasoning. So they begin to ask lots of questions. And so your ability to teach them how to convert material they're getting in from the outside into conversational material, that's going to be key.
And just like a basketball player doesn't stop practicing free throws, you want to continue to develop these skills. So if you are a seasoned homeschooler and you're thinking, I already know these questions, but do you know the passage that we're going to be talking about and how we're going to use these questions to learn more about scripture? So practice these questions with us. We look forward to coming back and sharing more next Wednesday.
That's right.
See you then.
That's right. Share the podcast. Go get them.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Check out our link below and subscribe to our podcast. We hope that we helped you by unlocking a new way of seeing homeschooling. Who else needs to hear this? Only you know. So take action and share it. Because remember, homeschool unlocked. It's not school, it's life.